MVP Haircut Experience. I go there all the time. I take my kids in there. You know what my kids don't do? They don't walk out of movies, and they don't complain about going to Sport Clips to get their haircut.
They don't walk out of a haircut place.
Never, ever.
No.
Never, ever. And you can get your scratch and win ticket. At Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. There is no purchase necessary, and the deal ends on March 24th. You do have to be 18 or older, so get in there and make your MVP moment happen. I'm going to talk to Carrie about Wreck-It Ralph. And what movie have you walked out on? Have you ever walked out on a movie? I've never walked out on a movie in my entire life. I'm telling you, I've sat through some of the worst pieces of trash in my life. There were like two or three times where I'm thinking, Actually, I was on a date.
But you stayed.
Yeah, I was on a date several years ago, and we were at Very Bad Things. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
John Favreau's
glad
in
I didn't.
It. Ari Gold's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven's
How
in it.
How about that?
It's one of the most uncomfortable
Ari.
Movies I've ever seen. It's a bachelor party that goes horribly,
wait.
Wrong.
I remember the preview.
Cameron Diaz is in
it. I remember the preview to this.
Bro, I was sitting
I
there.
I saw it and said, look, this looks terrible. Why would I subject myself?
I felt like it was a great movie, but it was so uncomfortable. There were some scenes that were so, uncomfortable to watch, and I was
for
like
you to say that too. They
oh, I know, and I was like,
bad.
I looked at, I'm thinking, I'm like, should we leave? I'm like, I feel uncomfortable. I'm like, I need to go to church right after.
Really?
This. No, it was bad. I went to church twice the
you
next.
Bathe
Sunday.
In holy water,
bro. It was bad.
Goodness,
it was scary stuff.
That is terrible.
Oh, big baby, I got to talk to you about this in a minute. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Let's get Coach Morgan on here on the Revolution Hotline. Jeff Morgan joining us, and Harding University, the best road trip in college basketball, according to you,
woo!
The United States of America.
Yes, the people. We the people.
That's it. It's good to vote. It's good to be heard, and it's good to have Harding win. So, Coach, congratulations. What can I say?
Well, I don't know. Appreciate it. It's quite an awesome deal. We're really excited about it.
The last time, this was like, 6 weeks ago maybe we talked about this. I guess we were at Oakland. I remember when we were visiting with you when we had found out that you guys had made you were one of the finalists. But again, Indiana, Arizona among the schools in there, you were the only Division II. You want to talk about your long shots, my man.
This is more of a long shot than a 16 beating a number one, isn't it?
I would think so.
With all that coming up. So, I think it really speaks to the relationships that Harding fosters. And that's one of the best things about this place is we have great relationships with our alumni and our students and faculty. And there's not a place in the country, I don't think, that does relationships better than what Harding does.
So other than some great PR, what does the university get?
Well, obviously they're going to come out Saturday to our last home game of the year. We're playing Southeastern Oklahoma State, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And so they're sending a TV crew, and they're going to come down and interview some people around the community and hit a couple places here in town and come to the game. And it's not even just Harding, but it's Searcy, so they're going to be here for that. And then they'll be on April the 6th on CBS Sports. There'll be a best of college basketball show, and we'll be honored in that show as far as being the best college basketball road trip destination.
I was saying earlier we got to give some credit to Tim Hamilton, who I guess shot the entry video to get you guys considered in the first place. And Tim's a guy that Chris and I both worked with over the years from his days at KTV and certainly a proud Harding alum, and I know he's happy to be back up there, but got to give him a little credit too.
Oh yeah, Tim's. Just in the short time he's been here on campus and working with our students and everything, he's done an awesome job. And he and Nathan Looney, our assistant sports information director, I think they're the ones that kind of got this whole thing going. And Scott Good, our sports information director. Those guys got us in the contest, entered us. And, Tim just does an awesome job with all the video stuff and really got this whole thing going.
So what time do you guys tip Saturday?
The girls play at 2 o'clock, which means we'll start somewhere right around 4 o'clock.
Okay. I'm trying to get Mr. Kane up there, and Chris has a very busy schedule these days because in addition to his duties at KTV, he's been hanging out with me some on the show, so he's a little covered up. Plus, he's getting married soon.
I do have to go to a lot of things for that, apparently.
Yeah, this whole wedding thing, it's a lot more than you thought it was going to be.
It is. Hey, Coach, I know that the environment's going to be wild up there on Saturday for this game. Over the years, talk about some of the crazy antics that you've seen. That student section looks like they go nuts every game. Have you ever stopped and really taken it in, or you try to stay focused throughout the game?
Well, there's been a lot of games throughout the years where you're just kind of amazed at what's going on and how much fun everybody's having. And, I'll never forget one game where we had some students that, we try our best, and they've always responded in a great way, but to keep them off the court until everybody's exited the court after a game. And I'll never forget one year we had some students that got onto the floor a little bit too soon, and so I after both teams went in the locker room, I came back out and I just said, hey, can you guys all come, you know, come to my office tomorrow? I need to visit with you about something. And they're like, yeah, coach. And they're thinking, you know, we're going to plan something for the next game. And so they came by at 9 o'clock that morning, and I said, hey, I'll get you excused from chapel. Come to my office. We need to meet about something. And so about 9 of them came piling in my office. And I said, hey, you guys have really got to help me out. We can't get on the floor. You know, we don't want a Ron Artest situation. We don't want somebody flying up in the stands, you know, going nuts. And they were like, oh, coach, we got you. No big deal. I said, it's almost like the, you know, in the NFL, they got their get-back coaches. And so they were like, okay, coach, we got it. Well, the next home game, you know, there's a minute to go in the game. We're up by about 15, pretty evident we're going to win. Next thing I hear is, hey, coach, and these 8 or 9 guys run the length of the floor stretching a rope and are stretching that rope against the whole crowd. They rip off these shirts, and they got black shirts on that say security, and they're over there acting like get-back coaches. They're like, everybody, get back. It's just every time there's just – they've always been so positive and so creative in their fun, and I think that's what everybody really appreciates.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, I'm excited for you and certainly excited for your program, and we've talked about it many times over the years, what an unbelievable environment it is, and it's good to see that the nation is now taking notice of what's happening in Harding. So I'm happy for you guys, and good luck this weekend.
Well, we appreciate it. Appreciate you guys a lot.
You bet, Coach. We'll talk
to you
again soon.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Thanks. That's Jeff Morgan, the head coach at Harding University, and, again, being honored as the best college road trip in basketball.
In the country.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is. He mentioned Artest, too. And,
very proud.
Remember what set that whole thing off? Somebody threw a beer on Ron. That's one thing you can guarantee is never going to happen in a Harding game.
No.
So you got that going for you, which is nice. But I do applaud the students for taking it to the next level with the security shirts.
And the rope.
Beautiful.
And the rope.
That's great. But, hey, you want to talk about embracing a great environment. There's no doubt. All right. We also are talking about movies you've walked out on.
I have walked out on a movie, yes.
What was it?
I was in high school, though, so, you know, I was young and stupid.
That doesn't make it okay. Go ahead.
It was about a boy, Hugh Grant. I don't know why I went.
With a girl?
Yeah, I was with a group.
Okay.
Like, went with a group, and I left.
You realize that the date was ending right then?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I've been to some bad ones, and I mean, I thought about it, but I never have actually walked out. Let me get Kerry in Conway here, a guy whose opinion I usually respect, unless he doesn't agree with me. But what's up, man?
Wow, you just dropped yourself down a lot of points in a lot of people's books, saying you respect my opinion.
We're usually pretty logical, so I can appreciate that.
Well, thank you for that. I try. Joe's Apartment.
Who was in it?
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Okay. The guy from Stand By Me.
Is that who it was?
He was married to Rebecca Romaine. Jerry O'Connell.
You know what? Any Jerry O'Connell movie you walk out on, I think is totally understandable. That's the one pass I'll give you.
In our defense, we made it longer than anybody else in the theater. We made it about 3/4 of the way through and looked around and realized we were the only people left in the theater. And so we got it left through. Yeah. It was that bad. The theater was almost completely packed, and all of a sudden we realized we were the only ones left in there. So.
That is funny. What about Wreck-It Ralph? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. Wreck-It Ralph was a great movie. We took the kids to see it. They loved it.
See?
That dude's bat poop crazy. I don't know what movie he was watching, but that was a great movie.
I love
movie.
Jason, but that's crazy talk. I'm with you. Kerry, good to hear from you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Jared says, my wife and her roommate walked out of Step Brothers right after the drum set scene. Okay, you know, look.
Why are you sweating?
I can understand. Oh, that movie's so good. But again, that's look. It, whatever the opposite of a chick flick is, that's it.
That's it.
But most women I know like that. I mean, and Will Ferrell gets a pass, and John C. Reilly's unbelievable too. He made Wreck-It Ralph. I love John C. Reilly. He's a lovable loser. He's great. John C. Reilly is to acting what the Cubs are to baseball. I mean, he is just like
lovable, but not great.
Right.
You
love to see him fail. You love to see him do everything wrong, and he's still the lovable creature.
Is that ketchup and onion? Yep. Ketchup and onion.
Yep. Now the tuxedo's just-